Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill.
Oh, thank you, Waylon. Did I choose perfect music for this segment or what? For my wife talks back. Again, I hope she's not listening to this show. Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@brucesallan.com. That's Bruce and Sallan, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's S like in Sam's, Pastor Drew Sams, who is staying over for my last segment. Hello, Pastor Drew.
Hey, thanks for having me. A little extra time today.
Well, it's the makeup for not having you last week. I missed you.
Missed you, too.
So we are talking about relationships and wives, and I just took over that segment, and I want to hear more from you.
Sure. Well, right before the break, I mentioned not using absolutes or extremes in arguments, things like you never or you always.
Well, I'm always right, so I don't know how to deal with that one.
There you go. You might have to come up with a euphemism for always. I don't know.
How about most of the time?
Most of the time. There you go. You know, more often than not. Another thing that I learned actually in more of a counseling setting, this has to do with just conversation and relationships in general. I think often we tend to tell the other person what they're doing, and we kind of put them into a box, or we characterize them, we categorize them in a certain way. So let's say a husband says to his spouse, "You never care about the finances. You're always out."
And that's an
shopping.
Absolute.
There's an absolute, but you're also telling them, you're basically defining them as, like, let's say, even if it's not even an absolute, but you say, you know, gosh, you just don't care about finances. The healthier way, they say in a conversation and in sharing your opinion, is to say, you know, the last three Saturdays you've gone out and you've spent quite a bit of money on shoes and jeans and shirts and blouses, all that stuff. And when you do that, it makes me feel like you don't understand our financial situation, and I want to talk to you about that. Rather than point the finger and say you don't care about it, there's kind of this equation. It's when you do A, then I feel B. When you don't take out the trash, it makes me feel like I have to do all the work around the house. When you, don't do the dishes, it makes me feel like I'm the only one that is going to keep it clean. And they say that's really helpful in fighting fairly.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah.
My wife does do that. I'm feeling this and that. Sometimes I find my reaction, not to be contradictory to what you're saying, is my reaction sometimes is I'm sick and tired of you feeling bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that can be overdone, though.
Sure.
I think it's better than the absolutes, or certainly any use of profanity or any of the harsher things that you've cautioned against.
Yeah, and I love what you said about not bringing up the past and using that as a a weapon for a present argument.
It's holding on to old stuff.
Yeah.
It's just never good.
Yeah.
Period. It's and it hurts you much more than the other person.
Yeah.
If you're just hanging on to something from the past, you're just hurting yourself.
Sure.
Given this segment is short to begin with, we are actually running out of time. I want to share with our guests the fact that you and I may be doing a very special Thanksgiving show, and remind our guests, our listeners, I mean, to please email me any of the thanks they may like shared on air to Bruce@BruceAllen.com. Again, please tell our listeners where they can reach you, Pastor Drew.
Again, they can reach me at calvarycc.org. All my contact info is there.
Thank you very much, Pastor Drew. We are almost out of time. I want to thank my support team. First, Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer. Second, my cheerleader, Les Carroll, station manager. And third, Dylan Haley, behind the scenes genius. Thanks again for joining us. And please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.